You're on 981 2&M. Mondays we like to talk television. Sometimes we find out about stuff we want to watch, and sometimes we find out about stuff we shouldn't watch from the one and only Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm very well, and I've got, I think, one of each for you today again.
All right. Well, let's start with The Killing on SBS.
We've all heard of, most people have heard of this Scandi Noir, that term.
The Scandinavian Noir.
That's it, Scandi Noir.
Yep.
So The Killing is the original show that started off that whole trend of, like, Shetland and Mayor of Easttown and a whole bunch of other shows that are about usually a female lead or someone who's quite, who's got a complex personal life.
Yep.
Where the policing is gritty, the environment is stark. It's very, what we would imagine police work is very realistic. I don't know if it is. And so SBS has brought it back. All three seasons, you can watch it right now, to your heart's content, perfect for winter. It first came out in 2007, so it is 14 years old.
Wow.
It is fabulous if you can handle the subtitles.
Oh, yeah. That's not the worst thing in the world to have to watch on a TV show.
And, if you like all the, if you've seen all these shows or you enjoy watching these, it's really cool to see, the OG, the original of that started it all.
I find, actually, when it comes to a drama that you need to concentrate on, subtitles are actually, they help because you really don't want to take your eyes off the screen, so there's another reason to be staring intently at it.
It's easy to watch subtitles with a non-English-speaking show. I think because they know it's going to go out to an English-speaking audience, they tend to speak slower or have less words.
Yeah.
Whereas English-speaking shows, I find, is too fast.
Yes.
You can't have it with subtitles on.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, now the second one is The Pact on Stan.
So, a very distant relative of these Scandi shows would be The Pact, but it also has a heritage in that sort of Big Little Lies or Little Fires Everywhere, where you take a bunch of women, you put them in a bit of a kind of, soapy, a town, lovely town, and this is set in Wales. Again, a fabulous cast. It's on Stan. I was drawn to it because of the cast who I recognised, and I love it. I love a British sort of crime drama. So, Julie, I don't know how I spell it, Hesmondahl, she's been in a ton of stuff. You see her, you'll know her. Laura Fraser from Breaking Bad, like everybody's famous. So what happens is these five women, they work in, I'm not joking, a beer factory.
Really?
In Wales. And they, it looks like they accidentally kill their nasty coke smoking, sexual harassing boss one night, and then they form a pact. This happens very early on, I'm not spoiling it, about what to do about it. So the problem with shows that try to emulate these great shows is that they often end up making the characters make dumb decisions that nobody in their right mind would ever make.
Yeah.
And that is the struggle with this. It's very soapy, it's lots of fun, Wales is beautiful, everybody acts their, proverbials off.
Mm.
But the bottom line is, if you accidentally killed your boss, you would own up to it pretty quickly and just take the consequences.
Yes, some of us would, yeah.
And you wouldn't make a pact out in the freezing woods. It just doesn't ring true. And something that The Killing rings true, even though I'm sure it's just a soapy.
Yeah, right. The thing with The Pact, though, I note with some interest, is it's got Adrian Edmondson in it. He played Vivian in The Young Ones many, many, many years ago.
No, I haven't got to that, but that's what I'm saying, that the cast is solid.
Yeah.
And, the acting is really good, but you have to buy the central premise that, five women who are just, cannery workers would be this devious and calculating all of a sudden.
All right. Well, that was The Pact and The Killing. Check them out and make sure you join us again next Tuesday when Irina finds us a couple of different more shows to watch or maybe to avoid. Thank you, my love.
See you then.